On today's Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she concludes her commentary series on I See You, the Exploitation of Women, and How Suffering Has Brought Blessing. Here's Dr. Davis, understanding God's purposes.
In Revelation chapter 21, John writes what he sees, and he says in verse 2, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." John is describing the second coming of Christ when God himself will be with us. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There will be no more pain. The former things have passed away. Pain is the current way of how we know God and how we see him. Pain will not be needed there because we will be with God himself. In 1 John 3:2, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In our resurrected body, we will be like him. We will truly see him for who he is and be with him. This is our ultimate glorification." I want to allow you to respond to the message today. There are a lot of you listening that are experiencing significant struggles that you have been waiting on deliverance. And some of you have been waiting for a very long time. My struggle lasted 12 years. It took me 12 years. Even in my own 12 years, I felt like I went around the same mountain over and over and over to the point that I was hopeless. And it only took God and his spirit to restore hope within me. But I want to tell you today that the reproach will not last forever. The reproach against you in this particular situation will not last forever. But the struggle will go on until you have seen God so that you may know him. Knowing God is more important than your deliverance. He wants to deliver you. He wants to give you a promise. He wants to bless you, but he wants you to know him more. The Lord wants to have a direct one-on-one communication with you in the midst of your difficult situation. He wants to minister to you and reveal himself so that you can see him. Try God today. Open your heart. Open your mind. Come with a hungry spirit for the word from God. God wants to pour out his spirit, particularly on women in these last days. Women are a treasure to him. He wants to deal with us directly, just like he did with Hagar and the woman with an issue of blood. There are two ways that you can respond to the message today. For those of you who may not be saved, you can see God from the point of your sin. He is our Redeemer and our eternal hope and giver of eternal life. The other way is from our pain. God wants us to bring our pain to him and offer it to him. He is familiar with pain on the cross and why it is necessary to reveal the gospel to us. Ask him to speak to you and allow himself to be seen so that you may know him. Father, I pray that those that are listening today in their present painful situation, God, if they need you as a personal savior, God, I pray that you reveal yourself to us, Lord, so that we can see you, but we can also see ourselves and in our sin, God, that we need a savior. But God, those that know you as a personal savior, God, that some of us and sometimes we can lose hope in our situations and we can lose perspective on who you are and actually whose we are. God, I pray that you allow us to see you as you are so that we can see who we are and whose we are. And we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross, God, so that our hope can be made possible. In your name I pray, amen.
Regardless of how dark things may seem in life and how much pain you have suffered, God, in his infinite wisdom and goodness, can turn your pain into tears of joy, as he did for the women in our series. Dr. Davis would like to hear from you. You can contact her for prayer or just to talk. She's available at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or write to her at P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Today's broadcast is a production of The Truth Project.